she preferred that ahead of the bolt booms when the bolt booms began to come out.
Didn't you tell me that y'all had a upstairs?
No.
Y'all didn't have one?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see a house, in those days that had them around here?
Way back early, there wasn't any in any of the area that I know anything about where they had an upstairs.
I see.
Now, later on, well, they people come in and they went to build an upstairs.
Well, to get from the first story to the second story, you call that the
stairs.
Okay. Now, we were talking about, what do you call outdoor toilet?
The Johnny.
The Johnny? Okay. Any other names for them folks had?
I don't know. I guess Johnny would be about the best name for it.
Okay. Did you ever see little type of egg you used to maybe put in a thing to get a hen started laying?
Well, really the old hen would start herself.
Yeah.
And then you'd leave a nest egg in there.
Yeah.
I heard one lady say they had to put something in there for that hen to use for a measure. But they lay, it's just how you break them in. If they just go ahead and lay one egg and you take it out, they lay back.
Yeah.
But if you ever start leaving a nest egg in there and then you take it out, they quit that nest, go to another. But they, there was a lot of old white doorknobs. And they'd lay with in a nest that had an old white doorknob in there.
Is that so?
Yeah. I have a lot of trouble with chicken snakes. And they used to have glass eggs that you could get for nest eggs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and if an old snake ever swallowed one of them, well, that was the end of it. And
you didn't get very far, huh?
Well, you just starve to death. You plug up. And but I don't know. I don't know whether you can even get a glass egg anymore or not. But one of the stores out here got some wooden eggs. Just little old pieces of wood whittled out something halfway similar to an egg and painted white. And then I went to a store out there before I knew about the wooden eggs, and I bought some ping pong balls and come put in the nest because the snakes was getting them. And sure enough, after that old hen stays on them ping pong balls for a while, that old snake don't have no better sense than to just swallow it. He'll swallow them, and that's the end of him, too.
That's a good story.
You got to, I don't know, out on the farm, especially here, you got to fight like I don't know what to get by.
Now, you used to carry water in you had a dug well, you used to carry it in a...
Well, I don't know where it come from, but it was, we had an old cedar water bucket. It was made out of cedar.
Yeah.
And that was the water bucket. And it had a dipper in it.
Yeah.
And this water bucket sat on the end of the kitchen porch. And we'd go down this walkway from the house to the kitchen porch over there and get us a drink. And if that water got a little bit warm, we just scooped the well. But it was right there in the yard. And we'd draw us another bucket and it'd be nice and cool.
Had a little tin cup or a gourd or?
Yes, we have had a gourd, but usually we had a kind of an old tin dipper or aluminum dipper or something on that. All. Now, some people had even got a hold of a glass dipper somewhere.
Yeah.
That had a handle on it that they'd use.
It's pretty.
Yeah.